A word for you from Psalm 36, verse 1. Transgression speaks to the wicked, deep in his heart. There is no fear of God before his eyes. This is one of the many verses in the Bible showing just how far we have fallen, how deep is our sin, how intrinsic it is to our nature. Total depravity is what the Reformers referred to this type of sin, because it's not just a sin here and a sin there, but it is the factory of sin. It is the producer of sin, and it is found deep in the heart. Now let's look at that a little bit more today. It is nice to excuse ourselves and say, well, I have my dark side, I have my good side. There's the yin and the yang, as people in the East like to refer to. But God says, no, transgression is deep in the heart. Sin is produced there, right down in the heart. It is utterly wicked. There is no good thing. Even our righteousness is as filthy rags before God. And that is how far the cross saves. If we understand how deep our sin is, we rejoice all the more when we realize what God has done on the cross, because he saves right down there, deep in the heart. So much so that God says, I will give you a new heart. I will take out that heart of stone, and I will put in a new heart. Have you received a new heart? Wena usutholile inhliziyo entsha na? Or is it that you find that deep down in your heart, transgression still speaks to you? You see, it's like a voice. It calls you. It beckons constantly to you. Have you ever cried out to God to deal with the innermost part of your being? That part of you which you don't even understand, but which produces wickedness. And salvation goes that deep. Yes, the Lord Jesus is able to cleanse you and forgive you, and not just forgive you, but to utterly wash you so that the deepest part of you is washed and made clean and changed. Yes, that's what salvation is all about. A change of heart, deep down, right there where the factory of sin is producing wickedness all the time. Jesus saves to the uttermost.